The emergency declaration first went into effect Saturday after being signed by County Manager Jeff Schroll. It would have expired today, but on Tuesday, county staff asked commissioners to extend and thus officially recognize the declaration. Eagle County Emergency Manager Birch Barron explains why he believes the emergency declaration is warranted.
The word emergency is really difficult to define, and there are very possibly direct emergency impacts of the disease itself, but we're also already seeing secondary impacts of shortages of protective equipment, staffing, and jobs that are key and essential to public safety being major challenges for both our medical providers, our first responders, and a number of businesses in the community are feeling the same pressure. So what we want to do, and we think it's a very normal and typical step, is initiate the declaration of emergency early, make sure that is in place, so that we can signal to county employees and our partners that this needs to be a top priority.
The move comes after public health officials announced Eagle County's third presumptive positive case of COVID-19.
We just confirmed Eagle County's third case of coronavirus here in the county today. Upon notification of our first case, we moved rapidly to evaluate whether an emergency declaration was the right tool to not necessarily stoke fears in our community that were unrealistic, but really to open up administrative channels and make sure that we have all of the tools we need to effectively respond should this crisis become worse.
County Attorney Kathy Parker explains that the declaration recognizes the public health department's ability to issue orders that are enforceable throughout the county.
And it, you know, makes that statement that we are requesting that the sheriff pay close attention to those orders, and if there's a necessity for enforcement, that he pursue that.
The declaration also recognizes Eagle County's emergency manager as the lead coordinator of the response, directs staff to make themselves available for emergency response efforts if needed, and directs the county manager to review staff resources and the continuity plan in the event that a staff member becomes ill. Parker ended by stating that the emergency declaration is mainly administrative and records the county's official response to the situation. Eagle County Public Health and Environment Director Heath Harmon explains that protecting those with pre-existing health conditions is why the community should focus on practicing basic disease prevention guidelines.
The tools that we have to take care of this problem at the individual level and at the community level are all known, despite the fact that this virus is new. We know these things. It's wash your hands, it's cover your cough, it's stay home when you're sick. Right? Pretty simple stuff. So if we can just do that, not only is that helping us should we be exposed, but most importantly, it's helping the most vulnerable in our community. And so people that, older adults that are over the age of 60 and or anybody that has underlying health conditions, particularly heart disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, chronic lung conditions, and cancer, those are the people that are most vulnerable. So it's up to all of us to help take care of them as well.
Kathy Chandler Henry, chair of the Eagle Board of County Commissioners, says an emergency declaration is a tool to aid in a well-coordinated response.
We're expecting it probably will get worse in the state and in Eagle County, and it feels like we are very prepared for it, and this is a tool to help do that.
You can find updates on public health and safety information for Eagle County at ecemergency.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.